Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. Who will roll away the stone? That's what the three ladies, Jesus' closest followers, that's what they were asking themselves as they went to Jesus' tomb to anoint his dead body. They knew that the Roman soldiers had rolled a huge boulder in front of the tomb because they didn't want somebody coming up with a crazy story like they'd steal the body and say, oh, he rose from the dead, something crazy like that. So they went, and they had no idea what they were going to do to roll the stone away. I mean, be too big for one person, three people, still too big. But they went anyway, trusting that somehow this was going to be taken care of. I wonder if anyone else here is feeling that same way today. You came to church or you're watching church online, but you're worried about something big. There's a really big problem and you aren't sure exactly how you're going to solve it. You won't be able to move it on your own, you know that much. You need help, but you don't know where the help is going to come from. But you're here, you're worshiping God anyway, because you know that somehow there must be some way forward. What stone do you need rolled away in your life? I know that for me, I have stones, but one big one, one particularly heavy stone that I am always worrying about is the church. After a year like we just had, it's something that weighs heavy on my mind, on the mind of a lot of pastors, and on a lot of your minds as well, based on the conversations that I've had with you in the past year. According to Dave Kinneman, the president of the Barna Group, which runs surveys for religious organizations, they're expecting, the last most recent survey back in September, that they're expecting about 20%, 1 in 5 churches will close due to pandemic-related issues. I mean, think about it. If you were already a small church with low attendance, and now you have just a couple families that have gotten out of the habit of coming to church, it may just be impossible to stay open any longer. But no matter what size of a church you are, the giving is way down. I mean, even April of 2020, they did this study, and already at that point in time, a month into it, 65% of churches reported that a major decrease in giving. I mean, it's tough. It's tough for churches to keep this going. Again, it makes sense. I think we all understand why. No one's going to remember to give when the offering plate isn't passed every Sunday morning. But it's still tough because churches need money to continue ministry. And this isn't just here. Think about this. This has affected all over the world. This is something that is really making it difficult for churches to do their ministry. And I worry about it. We were closed for 3 months, and we have averaged about 1/3 of our attendance ever since. I worry about whether people will ever come back to church if I haven't seen them for a year. I worry about whether giving will ever increase to anywhere near the levels it used to be. I worry about our GROW program, whether we'll be able to be revitalized after taking a year off. I worry about whether we're going to get volunteers, even if the kids want to come, to be able to teach them again. Even as I walked to church this Sunday morning, this was a heavy burden on my mind. And I know that I'm unable to do anything about it on my own. I mean, I can try little things, but on my own, I just can't. I can't do it. But I came here hopeful that the stone could be moved. Just like I believe the women were hopeful when they came and wondered, hey, we're here to do this thing. Somehow, we're going to have that stone moved away. But there are other stones in our lives too, of course. You may be dealing with an illness or an injury or a disease that you know you can't fix on your own. It might feel very helpless right now. You might pray that God would heal you, but you can't be sure. Your farm may have had a lot of troubles over the past year, but you're still planting in hopes for a better economy, perhaps, this upcoming year. Maybe you have an estranged family member or a mental health issue like depression or anxiety that feel like huge stones in your life that you're just unable to move. They burden you. They weigh you down. But you wake up every morning and hope that something might be different that day. You're here at church because you believe that God can do something in your life that seems impossible, because it is impossible for you, but it just might be possible for him. The women went to the tomb with absolutely no way of knowing how to deal with this heavy stone covering Jesus's tomb, but then they looked up and the stone was rolled away. Now, I want you to understand how impossible that was. The problem had been solved for them, and that's how it works with God, of course. But God was able to roll away that stone, and he is able to roll away the heaviest of stones when we simply trust him and move forward in our lives with hope. Who will roll away the stone? Not you or me. We're not going to be doing that. God doesn't need our help. He rolled away the stone all on his own. So whatever problem that you feel like is impossible to be solved does have a solution with God in the picture. So what does that mean for the church? It means that Easter is a day of hope, I believe. And not just because there are so many of you here, which is wonderful. I mean, I was hopeful, but I didn't know for sure. I wasn't going to be able to get any of you to come on my own. That had to be the Holy Spirit drawing you. But it isn't really about how many people we have here in church or watching online. When we all worship God, we're hopeful to see what he can do, even in a little church in a town like Fontenelle. We can make a huge impact on the world because God is a part of the equation. It's not how many of us are in the equation, it's that we add God to it. God is there. He can use however many of us there are or however few to do great things, even in a pandemic. Because God is faithful and he will do it. We're going to continue doing our ministry, reaching out to families, through GROW, through supporting those in need, and our outreach will continue even though we can't be sure that our church community is going to continue giving, because we know for a fact that the needs are still going to be there, and God has called us to help serve and love people in need. God has promised to provide. He will roll the stone away. He might even use you and me. In fact, our fear and hesitancy just might be the stones that God needs to roll away. My internship supervisor used to say, if you ever point the finger at someone, be careful, because you got to realize you have three fingers pointing back at you. I always thought that was helpful. The fact is that the stone God needs to move just might be present in my heart, or in your minds, or in our community's attitude. It might be our complacency or our lack of faith or our selfishness that God needs to change. Who knows exactly, but what I do know is that there is no stone that is too heavy that God can't handle it. We simply need to be ready for God to change us, to break our hearts of stone and give us a heart of flesh so that we might trust him and follow wherever he leads. If you read to the end of the passage today, in the Gospel of Mark, what you find is that after God moves the stone from the tomb, he isn't finished yet. The angels at the tomb tell the women that the stone being rolled away wasn't even the most amazing thing that they were going to learn about that morning. They said, "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. He is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him just as he told you." Can you imagine? They thought the miracle was the stone being rolled away. What they found out instead was that Jesus was alive. The dead guy they were coming to anoint, he wasn't dead anymore. He was alive. And he was already on his way to meet them where they were going. Now, I'm sure that your problems are big, and they're difficult, and they're worrisome. Whether they're physical, emotional, or mental. And I hope and I pray that you find complete healing from these issues, and that God will roll away these heavy stones from your life. I also pray that our church not only survives the COVID-19 pandemic, but is revitalized and thrives, not just in the year 2021, but in years ahead. However, even if all that happens, I want you to understand that this is not even the best miracle that I'm here to tell you about today. Jesus rose from the dead to save you from your sins, to forgive you, and to offer you eternal life simply by putting your faith and trust in him. Even if the heaviest stone stayed blocking that tomb, Jesus was alive and was going to find a way out. A locked door to the upper room didn't stop him from entering in and seeing the disciples. I believe the stone was rolled away, not so Jesus would be able to get out, but it was rolled away for the sake of the women. Today, I want to announce to you that God raised Jesus from the dead so that you would be sure that nothing in all creation could separate you from God's love. And today I'm proclaiming to you that Jesus is alive so that you can live your life free from sin and then all the guilt that comes along with that. So today I am reminding you that Jesus is going to walk out of this church with you. In fact, he's already going to be ready wherever you're going next. He's going to be there. And he, through the power of the Holy Spirit, he's going to fill your life and your heart and your mind with peace and courage and strength. He'll give you all these things so that you might be able to do the things he's called you to do. Rolling the stone away was only the beginning. God had more in store for the women, and he has more in store for you. God has a new life, a new hope, and a new future ready for you. He didn't just come to roll away the stone, but to set you free. Amen.